7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay. What's going on? It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm getting out of my car. Yes, let's rock and roll. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, sort of. It's time to do the Dubious Goals Committee. It's about 21 or 22 degrees. It's a fairly clear day. It's sunny. There is a breeze. This is probably a little bit dangerous for me. This is a little bit too warm for me to be out messing around. I'm already getting a little bit itchy. That's okay. But the weather was good. I wanted to go outside because who knows, this might be the last time we go outside for the summer. Don't know. Ooh, it is hot. I got to get into the shade. Yada, yada. So I decided to come down to the creek. Mostly because, you know, last Saturday, we had such good luck down here. I don't know if we're going to spend the entire show down here today because, again, too hot. So we might just be down here for a little while. Let's pop in here. Let's see if we can find any owls or any marmots. Or any golf balls. See what's going on. I'm now under the canopy. So let's work our way in here, see what's going on. It would be a good day for golf. Have there been lots of golfers today? I hope so. Losing lots of colorful golf balls. Especially the colors I really want, which are, you know, blue, purple, lavender, things on that end of the spectrum, and anything else that might be weird. For example, maybe a black golf ball. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, do black golf balls even exist? How unusual that would be. Well, yeah, I would not have thought they exist. I've never seen one. Well, I've never seen one in real life. I don't see any owls or anything, so I'm going to head down into the creek. However, let's see, was it yesterday? Two nights ago? I don't remember, but I occasionally watch a YouTube channel by this guy who does nothing but travel around the country playing miniature golf. Maybe you've seen this too. His name is Brooks Holt. And he likes to play miniature golf. And I really like that. I kind of like miniature golf myself. I haven't played in a decade or more. But one or two nights ago, I was watching one of these miniature golf videos. And he was playing with a black ball. I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa. Now, is that a custom black ball? Did somebody make that? Did somebody take a regular ball, spray paint it black, blah, blah, blah? Was that a manufactured black ball? I don't know. Let's just get up here to the water and see if we got any golf balls. No. We got no golf balls. What the hell? Really? No golf? Okay, there's a white golf ball over there. Upstream a little bit. But I don't see anything interesting anywhere. You know what? I think we're just going to have to go down in there just in case. You never know. Maybe there's an interesting golf ball that is in an odd spot and we just can't see it. Whoa, slippery from where we're standing. Okay. Ooh, I'm down in the creek. There are some Mati footprints right here. Ooh, a marmot has been walking around in my golf ball zone. Maybe he's been taking my golf balls. And he says, well, that's what you get for taking my mushrooms. And that's how I got into a territory dispute with a marmot. Yeah, fresh tracks. See, they come swimming up around here, and then they jump up onto the bank here, and they go walkity-walkity-walk. Walking marmots walking around. So yeah, I like marmots. I think we've established that precedent at some point in the past. I'm just gonna cross over here really quick. Gonna look into this little deep area to see if there's any golf balls that I can't see due to angles. Okay, yeah, here's one. Here's a white golf ball in the water. I could fish it out, but I don't want to. I'm looking at it, it's just a Titleist. Now that I know what the really expensive golf balls are, I am checking some of the white ones I find. Because there are golf balls that cost like more than $100 for a dozen of them. And if people are paying that for golf balls, you know they'll buy them back used. Okay, I gotta make a jump over the creek here. Ooh, it's muddy, it's soft, okay, yeah. There's some old Mati tracks up here by the picnic table den. There's no golf balls under here or anything though. There often is. There's nothing really else in the deep area. Oh. Now I'm stuck in the mud. Okay, my foot is free. I'm going over the picnic table, damn. We're doing this the hard way today. Oh, I can't get a grip. This will have to do. Yay, we're good. And what's this white golf ball? Ooh, it's a Kirkland. Ooh, Kirkland. Tobe drops the golf ball where he found it. All right. So we have a couple golf balls down here, but nothing interesting, nothing worth a damn. Oh, here's another white one up here on the bank. Looks like a logo ball. It is a logo ball. And it's a Pinnacle. Oh, and it has to be a Pinnacle number one too, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to have to pick this one up, I think. Take it over here and we'll wash it off in the creek. Boy, I sure wish I had a high-performance internal spiral brush right now. Oh, it's okay, though, because I'm logo-free. Why am I doing this? You may be wondering. Tobe, it's a white golf ball. Yeah, but it's a Pinnacle number one. And it's an old-style Pinnacle number one, but it's also a logo ball. Now, if you're not familiar with the concept of a logo ball, this is a Tobe designation for a certain type of golf ball. What type? The type with a logo. Now you might be saying, well, Tobe, all golf balls have logos on them, the name of the manufacturer. No, that's not what I mean. A third-party logo. Yes. So basically you have the golf ball, and then it has somebody else's logo on it too. Like the name of a university, or the name of a golf course, or in this case, Waste Management Incorporated, their Fletchings logo, not their yellow and green WM logo. There's another ball in the water here. It's a Top Flight. I can't quite reach it. It's a white ball. Why am I bothering trying to get it? I don't know. Because I'm bored? Because we gotta get a show going. So I gotta grab a stick. This stick is way too long. But that's okay, it'll still work. The only reason I want this ball that's in the water is because it looked like it had something weird on it, logo-wise. Okay, good enough. And what is it? It's a Top Flight XL, extra large. All golf balls are the same size. It's muddy. It's got two logos on it. Oh, it says Pure Distance, More Roll, and the actual logo on it is Westwood Church. Westwood Church is a mega church. A little off, out west a little bit. It's pretty clowny. I definitely don't need this ball. I'm going to throw it. What was that weird noise? I'm going to throw the golf ball back down there near those other ones. Tobe, why'd you pick up that Pinnacle number one? Because I have a box full of Pinnacle number ones. When I was a child, and I... Quicksand. When I was a child, now my foot is wet. My toes are a little bit damp now. When I was a child, I used to caddy. I used to be a golf caddy out at the country club. And back in those days, the hot ball was the Pinnacle. All the golfers, they loved to use the Pinnacle. And so it became something of a running joke. Pinnacle number ones, it's a long story. Needless to say, I have a bunch of them. And I save them. It took me a long time to get one as a kid, but I finally did. But regardless, I gave it to my grandfather. I'm now up on the bank. And I'm walking around in the Morel zone. Hey, let's go up and check out those... Wait, where were those? Where did we find that... Those itty-bitty bits of coral mushroom. Where the hell was that? Was that up there? That's down here. We gotta go see if they grew anymore. So that's why I collect Pinnacle number ones. Doesn't make any sense, I know. But I, whoa, big bumbler, where'd he go? Oh, he went that way. Oh. I saw wings and stuff, that was, and I just heard, fwah, 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 there's wood ducks upstream. I just spooked them somewhere. Right, so I got a couple of interesting emails today. When I got up, where the hell is the log? Number one, I got a, got an email from my insurance agent stating that they're moving. But when I looked at the address of where they were moving to, it was just like the same as the address that they're moving from, with one slightly different number. I think they moved down the street a little bit. Thrilling. And then I got another email, an interesting one, a more interesting one, from a person I know, a girl I went to college with. And she said, hey, I just talked to St. Mark. Blah, blah, blah. He's doing good. He wants to talk to you. Here's his email address. And I thought, oh, okay. Yeah, this might be fun. It's going to be difficult, though, because he's on Yahoo. Yahoo does not like SDF addresses. Where's my log? Okay, it's up here. Okay, spooked the ducks again. Squawk, squawk, they're flying upstream. They're wood ducks. Is this my log? Yeah, oh, web face. Okay, god damn it. Okay. So yeah, I found the log. I didn't bring my camera down here, but they grew a little bit. Our little coral mushrooms, our crown tip coral. We got a little clump here. He's so cute. Cute little crown tip coral mushrooms. Just 40 centimeters away from some Xylaria. And 1.5 meters away from some Caprinus. We've got a whole little cluster right here. A little cluster of fungus. Alright, I'm starting to sting. I'm going to start heading back. So, I don't know, I kind of want to get a hold of St. Mark. But I don't know how I'm going to be able to pull this off. he's not a big computer enthusiast, so I can't tell him to, I can't have somebody else email him and tell him to whitelist me. They won't know what that means or what to do. So anyway, yeah, St. Mark, this is one of my friends from college, and he's awesome. And he's super fun. And, oh boy, if you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee for any amount of time, you've probably heard stories of me and this guy. And, you know, all the stupid, drunken shenanigans we got up to in college. Yeah, we were party buddies. And, yeah, it's a good thing we found each other because we were just killing other people. Oh my God. The St. Mark stories. I don't think that's for today, though. I'm heading back downstream. I want to get out of here. It is a little bit hot. The sun is getting to me every once in a while. And I got to stay cool today. So the strategy right now is going to be plug in the old MP3 player. And then we're just going to hit random. And listen to some crazy random music on the way home.
Submitted for your approval. A busload of tourists on a road the travel agent never told them about. A road leading to the shadowy tip of nowhere. To the land of the different, the bizarre, the unexplainable. They thought they were headed for fun in the sun. Not quite. These visitors are trying to go home again, but where they're headed is another dimension entirely. One of wonder and imagination. Fasten your seatbelts. Signpost up ahead. As they take a turn into the sunlight zone.
water.
Okay. So yeah, we had some Kari Pamu Pamu in there. Da don pa. Chicky don. Chicky don. Tiki tiki doko doko. Tiki tiki doko doko. And then of course we had a little banana cha cha in there, along with a couple of nyam pasus, just to make sense. As I sit here and sip on some lovely ice cold carbonated cola flavored soft drink beverage. And I'm enjoying this as dozens of baby goats run around at my feet. No, that's not actually happening. But it sure sounds like it. I love baby goats. We were talking about this yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. I like baby goats. Thinking about starting a goat ranch. Some kind of goat party zone. I don't know. I haven't worked that out yet. Huh. Although, you know, now that I remember this, I should probably tell you. I got a question. Why am I drinking the cola-flavored beverage when I have invented a new drink? Yes, that's right. Long-time listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware that I like to create yummy and delicious things to drink. And I did this the other day. I went to the store a couple days ago, you know, to buy, you know, La Boite de Trois Croissants and some turkey and some stuff. And then I was going down the soda aisle and I thought, oh, I got to get some cola flavored beverage because it's that time of year. And while I was in that aisle, I saw something else. I saw, oh, that reminds me. I also bought some juice. That's critical. But did I buy the juice on that trip, or did I buy the juice the trip before? It doesn't actually matter. But the thing to know here is that there's juice involved. Mango juice. But anyway, I was walking through the soda aisle after having purchased my cola flavored beverage, and I saw something else. I saw a little display of some orange cream soda from a particular brand. It seems to me like you can't make root beer these days without also making orange cream sodas. And so I bought some of this orange cream soda because it was on sale. And that company also makes some root beer that is passable. It's not the best stuff. This isn't the top grade artisanal soda. No, this is not the one that starts with an S. It's not the one that starts with a W. It's an off-brand regional thing. But I bought it because it was cheap. A big bottle. And so I got home and I thought, what am I going to do with this orange cream soda? Oh, I know. I can make a delicious, yummy drink. And that's when I got out the cup and the ice. And I poured in some mango juice. And then I poured in some orange cream soda. This is about a 50-50 ratio. And I drank it. And it was delicious. And that's my new delicious drink. Yeah, I know it's not quite as awesome as some of the other ones that I've come up with, but, you know, sometimes you don't want to spend 22 minutes making a drink. You just want to spend, you know, 20 seconds making a drink, and then you can enjoy the drink instead of enjoying the process of making the drink. Yeah. So, where was I going with this? I don't know, something about keeping a golf ball clean?
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook.
Welcome to another exciting episode of That's Not a Carabiner. Oh my God, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. You know, one of these days, we should put together an episode of the Dubious Skulls Committee that is nothing but the explanation of what a carabiner is. Carabiners, what they are and how to use them. Number one, the first thing you don't use a carabiner for is the prevention of towel theft. Carabiners have nothing to do with product security or drying apparatuses. If you need to secure a drying apparatus, you don't want a carabiner. What you want are things like locks, okay? Carabiners are not... Well, let me put it to you this way. Are jail cells secured with carabiners? No. Are criminals, do they have their hands tied behind their back with carabiners? No. A carabiner is not a security device. Well, I mean, it's sort of a security device. It's keeping you secure and safe when you're roped up and climbing up the side of a mountain. But these are not for preventing towel theft. That's just not how you go about it. So tune in tomorrow for my exciting Dubious Towel Theft Prevention Committee episode. Yeah, because this show airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. I gotta think of ideas for every show, but not anymore for this one because it's over, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.